start with an update from the family of the former Joburg mayor, Mpho Morani. They've been briefing the media today at Mill Park. Morani remains critical in hospital after a really terrible car accident last week. There were reports yesterday that he had passed away, and there were quick corrections from the ANC and from his family on that. So the family spokesperson, Mike Morani, has been speaking about his condition. Let's have a listen there.
As indicated yesterday, that we would keep you updated of the Comrade Mpho's condition. He is still critical. There hasn't been much change since our last communication with yourselves. We have spoken to the doctors, and they are still trying their best. And at this stage, there hasn't been any improvement, as I indicated. He is critical, but he's stable as we speak.
Perhaps maybe just to get in there, yesterday when you were giving us a briefing, Mr. Maile, there were rumors that you wanted to dispel. Just take us through if at this particular stage you had managed to get to the bottom of to how those rumors went out to the public that the former mayor was no more.
You know, at this point, I should point a finger at you guys, the journalists, and your sources inside the hospital. In fact, some of the journalists have said to me, our source said 1, 2, 3 in the hospital. So unfortunately, I think there has been unprofessionalism on the part of the hospital staff, because our suspicion is that they are the source of the rumor, and they speak to journalists, and that's how the rumor spread. That's the only source that we can think of at the moment.
The voice there of Mike Maile, the family spokesperson. I erroneously said Mike Morani when I introduced that clip. It's Mike Maile giving an update outside the Mill Park Hospital today. Tsidi Madia, EWN's senior politics journalist, joining us in studio. So there's been a bit of confusion here. Just talk us through the timeline and what we actually know about the condition.
So, Mandy, I mean, I assume the journalist last night, I saw the SABC breaking the news last night that it passed on. I assume the journalist knew what I've known for a while about his condition. It is a, you know, he is in a worrying state. They do say he's not conscious. They do say to you that he remains critical, though stable. When you speak to those close to him, they do ask for prayers. They are incredibly worried. So I wasn't necessarily surprised when I saw the news, but then when the ANC moved very quickly to say, actually, that's not true, I then realized that journalists also need to be mindful of how difficult a moment this is for anybody, where you're not too sure if your loved one's going to make it out or not make it out. So I think that's part of the confusion has been around what is his condition at the moment, and people wanting to almost outscoop each other with a tragedy. I think there's a little bit of that, and Mike Maile kind of spoke to that yesterday, saying between the sources, maybe from the hospital and the journalists, that's where this confusion comes from. The family saying that it cannot be any of them who've caused the confusion.
Okay, so we do have an update now from Mike Maile saying that he is alive. Mpho Morani is alive. He's in a critical condition. But this, of course, is being looked at within the context of what's going on in the ANC in Gauteng. Very difficult to look at the politics of it when you're dealing with a life and death situation here. But obviously, there are ramifications as well.
It's a very difficult moment. I think as a journalist who also deals with a lot of people who are close to Mpho Morani, I must very quickly say to you, Mandy, it's been hard having conversations with them because they are struggling to process whatever it is that they're dealing with themselves. But of course, as you say, this happens when the ANC in Johannesburg was meant to hold a conference where Mpho Morani was up for chair. He was contesting the position of chair of the Joburg region. The ANC is in trouble as far as the elections are, electorate is concerned. They need to come up with a leadership that might win some support back come 2024. They're going to a conference in about 3 weeks' time. So there is a lot happening. And the problem, I suppose, in any case in politics, is that when such happens, you know, this is the third mayor following Jolly Dimatongo, following Jeff Makubu, they themselves become quite suspicious as ANC members. And when you start talking to them, they start labeling each other as being responsible. So the conspiracy theories will take place, and we are hearing a lot of them, Mandy. But I think at the core of it, is a question about this particular individual. And I think the conference was postponed, and I think they'll have to maybe hang on for a little bit longer, waiting to see what happens with Mpho Morani.
Tsidi, thank you very much. Tsidi Madia, EWN senior politics journalist, giving us an update there on the condition of Mpho Morani.